now I can see everyone. Look at this.
That's the bad part.
I don't like doing this. This is not my style to sit like this. I'll become a Bulgarian. I don't know if there's enough room. Let's start from the Mishnah Mem of Days. Ein nois den kemach. Say chareises. Now this chareis, believe it or not, is not the chareises of the Gemara of this Pesach Seder. Okay, we call our chareises chareises, but that's not what it means here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah here means a dish. They used to have chareises the whole year round. Okay, they have chareises the whole year round. And what is it? Basically, Rashi says chareises. Look at Rashi. It's a dish which has vinegar. That is a critical ingredient for the chareises. The asu l'tal b'bas, and it was used. This dish was used to dip meat. I guess it's a condiment, right? Urgilim lasis by kemach, and it was very common to put in the chareises flour. Why? Because v'chodav shemakes taimo, the kemach liachav zman machmitz makes tam, because the flour turns into chametz, and after it turns into chametz, then it dulls the sting of the vinegar. Vinegar is good; it's a good dip for the dip, but sometimes it's too much, and you got to counterbalance the sharpness of the vinegar. So you got to put in some flour. So it says it's Pesach; it's Chol HaMoed Pesach. We're not going to go by the Seder, Chol HaMoed Pesach, and you want to have some chareises to dip your delicious meat, and it's a little bit too strong. So what would you do if it was during the year? You would add some flour, and the flour would dull the sting, counterbalance the sharpness of the vinegar. Don't do it on Pesach. You know why? If you take flour, I mean, today it's unheard of. Can you imagine today, Amamish, a scandal? Someone would take flour. How do you have flour? Who has flour on Pesach today? Who ever has have flour on Pesach? Amamish, all the Shidduchim. For Doris. All generations, the Lunda Shidduchim, someone catch, they have flour in the house on Pesach. But time of the Gemara, they had flour. So you put some flour, what's the big deal? Why is it not a big deal? Because even if you put flour into the chareises, the koyach of the vinegar is so powerful, it prevents flour from turning into chametz. So it doesn't even turn to chametz because of the sting of the chareises prevents flour from fermenting. So that's what I would think. Kamash will know. Chareises is not strong enough. It's true, vinegar really does prevent flour from turning into chametz, but not when you have the vinegar in a dish, in a condiment. It's not strong enough, and therefore don't try this at home. So, ein nois dem kemach mitzvah chareises, ol nusach hakardum. Oh, what about mustard? Mustard is even stronger than chareises. So I would think for sure there's no problem adding some flour into mustard because the sharpness of the mustard would prevent the flour from turning into chametz. No, the Tanakhama says it's not a good idea.
Don't we hold today that mustard seed is kidneyous?
Enoch Nani, very good point you're making. So anyway, you can't eat the mustard because it's kidneyous. So it's Ferish Mishnah, it's Mutter. I don't know the answer. I think it's a later Takon. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, kidneyos is Mutter Maker Hadin. You have to know why we don't eat kidneyos Bizman Hazeh. There are like five reasons, maybe more than five reasons. But everyone agrees, if I'm not mistaken, that Meikar Hadin, kidneyos, anything which are seeds, are Mizmutter. The main reason why we don't eat kidneys is because in the olden days, when they would plant wheat together with kidneys. So when you harvest kidneys, it's inevitable that you're going to also in the mix, you're going to have a couple of kernels of wheat. And then when you go and you soak it, it's going to turn into chametz. That's the main reason. There are other reasons. The napkin of these reasons are, the napkin is what exactly is called kidneys. Like today, there are a lot of exotic new things that we've invented, we've discovered, which are very, very, very common in food technology industry. which I never used years ago, and there's a very big shalah, are these called kidney oils? So different opinions. Some say yes, some say not, because it all depends on what the ikur is. But in the time of the this halach of kidney oils is a later takana, yeah, which came after the Mishnah.
And in the first case of the Mishnah, didn't we learn that vinegar is not a chametz?
Vinegar prevents something from becoming chametz. Yes, that's not what it's saying. But the point is, the charoses is not pure vinegar. Charoses is a dip. It's a condiment which vinegar is one of its ingredients.
So, but the vinegar, the little bit of vinegar,
it's not enough. If it's pure vinegar, then maybe the pure vinegar will prevent flour from becoming chametz. But over here, it's a dip. In this charoses, you have other ingredients. You have water, and you have, I don't know, apples, and whatever you have. So the vinegar content is not enough to prevent the flour from turning into chametz, at least l'chatchil. Let's see. So I have two halachas. Two things don't turn up a flour into charoses or to the mustard. Let's say you don't follow the rules, and you do put flour into charoses or the chardel. So it says here, yoychal miyod. So you know what? It's not so bad. Meikar hadin, the charoses, the vinegar dust, and the mustard, and the vinegar that's in the charoses, do meikar hadin prevent the flour from becoming chametz? But at least in the meantime, not necessarily right, or long term not, but at least in the short term, and therefore you can eat yoychal miyod, you can eat it immediately, this dip. Okay, Rabbi Meir Oyser, he disagrees. Let me just tell you the Gemara. Let me give you some background for the Gemara. When Rabbi Meir says Oyser, it's no good. We're going down Machloikis in the Gemara. Okay, we're giving you some background for the Gemara. Is he coming to disagree with both halachos, or only coming to disagree with the first halacha? Now there are two halachas here. I'm telling you the whole Gemara now in one shot. There are two halachas mentioned here. There is charoses, and there is chardel. For between the two, which one prevents the flour from becoming chametz more? Which one has more prevents? Chardel. Chardel mustard is much stronger than charoses. So when Rabbi Meir says oyser, you're not allowed to eat the mustard, you're not allowed to eat this dish. Is he coming to disagree on both halachos? Charoses. No, he's only coming to disagree on the charoses. But the chardel, he admits, you're allowed to eat the chardel that has a mix of flour, because the chardel will prevent the flour from becoming chametz. So that is a very important topic in the Gemara. Where exactly is Rabbi Meir coming to oyser? Next, now we go to an entirely new sugi, which is a topic of the whole Om Gemara. At least all the going more. You're not allowed to cook the carbon pesach. The carbon pesach has to be eaten roasted. And it says beferish the pasuk al tochlu mimenu no uvashel mevushel b'mayim. You're not allowed to eat it. No. Now, what does it mean? No. No does not mean raw. That's a mistake. Raw means chai. That's called raw. No means partial. Now, no depends on the context. If you're discussing cooking and you say no, it means partially cooked. If you're discussing roasting and you use the word no, it means partially roasted. The word no is a very dangerous word. In our common vocabulary, we teach no to mean raw. That is clearly not what it means in the Torah and in the Gemara. No means partial. Partial what? Well, if we're discussing Karim Pesach, and the Pesach is meant to be roasted, and now it's no, it means it's partially roasted. Okay. So we have a halacha, you're not allowed to cook the Karim Pesach. So the Torah says you're not allowed to eat no, partially roasted, and you're not allowed to eat the Karim Pesach cooked. Now, how do you cook? Now, normally, the way you cook is with water. You take meat. Now, you can cook it with other things. You can cook it in oil. That's really good. Is that called frying? That's not called frying. What is that called? That's not called frying. Is that called frying? When you cook it in oil, that's called frying?
Oil frying.
Okay, all right, so that's called frying. But you can cook it in fruit juices. They do that today? Do they cook things in liquids other than water?
In wine.
In wine? Okay, I guess you go as a chef. It's called cooking. You cook it in liquids other than water. Is that a violation of what the Torah says, don't cook? Another example, this topic of Gemara, I'll give you the whole Gemara now. Tzli keda. What's tzli keda? Pot roast. What's pot roast? Well, roast means you roast over an open fire. But when you don't roast in an open fire, you put it in a pot, and there's no liquid in the pot. And you put the pot in the oven. And many people make chicken like this. They have a pot, they don't put anything in, they just take the chicken out of the package, they put it in the pot, and they put the pot in the oven. So that's really cool. That's called halachic pot roasting. And what happens? Here's the catch. When you put in one of those pots with no liquid, many people they put a little liquid, but a lot of people with no liquid, you put it in the oven, there's natural liquids. There's natural moisture. And when it gets hot, put the temperature up to 300 degrees, automatically the liquid begins to come out of the chicken or the turkey, whatever you cook, or the meat.
Yeah, right.
And it begins to cook in its own natural liquid. I'm not talking about when you go and you add water. No water. Let's say you just take it, you put it in a pot, you close the pot, you put it in the oven. When you open up the pot, you're going to find liquid. Unless it's for a very long time, and then you burn it, dries out. But you're going to find liquid. Where did that liquid come from? That's its natural liquid. So that is called cooking. But that's not real. That's not real water. That's natural moisture.
Its own juices.
So that is what we call pot roast. That's called halachically. I don't know. Maybe today a chef will tell you some other fancy terminology. But that's what Gemara calls tzli keda. So here's my shayla. Let's say you take your Karban Pesach, and instead of roasting it over an open fire, you put it into the oven. You roast it, you put it into it, there's an open fire, but the Pesach is not being roasted over open fire. It's in a pot. It's contained in a kli, and then liquid oozes, and then it cooks in its own liquid. Is that a fulfillment of roasting? What's wrong?
No, it's not a fulfillment of roasting.
What? It's not. Oh, so if that's not roasting, fine, it's not roasting. I am asking. That's not called roasting, 100%. Is that called cooking? The Torah says Yechayev Malchus if you cook it or if you eat it naw. It's certainly not called naw because you never roasted it, and it's not you're not yet to the Karban Pesach because you didn't roast it. Okay, that we know. But do you get Malchus for the loisas say of Boshel Mavushel? Al totally men know Boshel Mavushel Amayim. Do you get Malchus for cooking? Because Stam cooking is soaking in water. Here it's not water. Here it's been cooked in its own juices.
Right.
So is that called cooking? So that's been more shaylon. Okay. So imavash menafel lo b'mashkim. You may not cook on the liquid of lo may perish down the fruit juices. That's also called cooking. Avol sochin. However, what you are allowed to is when you roast it. This is a tremendous kiddush. When you do roast it, you're allowed to smear it with your favorite juice. Flavoring, right? So you're roasting it, you can smear it over open fire, you can smear it. When you roast it over open fire, it's a very chiddush. It's a very chiddush. That's what it says. Sochin b'shas lios, as Rashi learns. I really want, if you look at the Rishon, they'll agree with Rashi. Rashi b'shas lios, you gotta go smear it, paste it, however you want. Fine. And when you eat it, after you've roasted it, because Zunta hate it, it's a done deal. So then you can dip it in anything you want. Next, new halacha. Ne tashmisha shal nachtan yishbechen b'meshen machnitzin. And the water of a baker, let's say it's Pesach. Right? In ancient times, they had no problem making matzah on the Chol HaMoed itself, on Yom Tov. So what do? So you have your flour and water. Wonderful. And then the baker, he shapes it with his bare hands. So sometimes he has to dip. Sometimes he dips his hands. His hands get hot. Okay, if you were a baker, we were familiar with this concept, this heat. When you add flour and water and you knead it, it gets hot. So sometimes it's a hot day, your hands get all sweated up. They get hot from the intensity of the labor of kneading dough. So you want to cool off your hands. How do you cool off your hands? You dip it in water. You have a special vat of water. When you dip it in water to cool off your hands. When you dip your hands in water, it's inevitable there's going to be some flour or some dough that's stuck onto your hands, even though they're going to be left in the water, and that's going to eventually, you let it sit there for 18 minutes, that dough or that flour in that water is going to turn into chametz, and you're able on the loisa say of chametz. So that's called the netash misha shel nachtoim. The water that's used by the baker, yishafchu, shall be spilled out, lebnei shein machlitz, because it becomes chametz. Now that's the Mishnah. Each part of this Mishnah will be discussed in the Gemara in very great detail. Now we go back to the beginning. Okay, so the beginning of the Gemara Mishnah was two halachas. You have chaloises, and you have chardah, and you add flour. According to the Tanakhama, you have done something that you should not have done. But, no, you did it already. Alright, you got away with it, just eat it right away. Rabbi Meir says, no, don't you dare, usher. You may not eat it right away. Along comes the Gemara, I'm not going to have the machlokes, the says, is they call yisoreif mir. Everyone agrees when it comes to chametz, usher. Even the Rabbanon agree. The Tanakhama agrees. I made a mistake. I told you the way around. Put back here. Everyone agrees that the chardol, that even when the Rabbanon said that Yoichal Miyad, the Rabbanon say Yoichal Miyad is only going on the chardol. But the Charoyis says everyone agrees to have Miyad. Tanya Nam Yochi, Ein Noisim came up with Sacharis Ferish. Ein Noisim came up with Sacharis. The Nosan Yisorif Miyad. No one disagrees with that point. However, the chardol, that's the machlokes. Now he doesn't explain to us what he says. All he says is we're lenient. The chachamim are choleik on Rav Meir, and they say yoicha. Along comes the Gemara. When you tell me that we pass it like the Rabbanim, that it's mutter, does that mean achadoises komar? Or achadol komar? Do you mean even the chadoises? When the Rabbanim say it's mutter, not only is it mutter the chardol, the matter, even the chadoises, like what the Gemara wanted to say, oh, a chardol komar, no, only on the chardol it's mutter. But the chadoises, even the Rabbanim admit, we must be machmir. A chardol komar, amolei, l'may nafkamina, what difference does it make? L'drav kahana. Why the Rav Kahana machlokes the secha chardol? Because Rav Kahana was the one that said that when Rabbanim disagree, they only disagree on the chardol. Machlokes secha chardol. The Rabbanim say it's mutter, and Rav Meir says it's aser. Aval secharis says direct call yisurf miyad. So maybe that's what you meant when you came along and said that it's mutter. The halakha chacham that it's mutter. You meant to say it's only mutter when it comes to the chardol, but now when it comes to the chareis says, Amalei, so he told him, guess what? L'shmili, kloimar, l'shmili. I never heard of this differentiation. I never heard of the mechalek between chareis and chardol. I hold it's all the same. Mimela, when the Rabbanan said it's mutter, even the Charoyis says is mutter. Everything is mutter. They argue across the board, not like what you want to suggest. Okay, so we're finished. Fight. Omar Rav Ashti Chavosirgana Mistava. Rav Kahan is right. L'chor Rav Kahan is correct that there's a difference. There is a difference that when it comes to Charoyis says, we're going to be machmir. Why? Midamar Shmuel ein halacha k'Rabbi Yosi. Now, what did Rabbi Yosi say? Rabbi Yosi said it. This is what you are careful. You said told me yes. We saw Gemara. Rabbi Yosi says that vinegar has the power to suppress the fermentation process. Now, you have to get the words very clear. You be very careful with the exact precise words. If something is in the process of chimutz has begun. It has been put in, it's in motion. It's in motion, it's getting there. And now you take this object and you dip it in vinegar. it will reverse the process.
It will retard.
Retard means
slow.
No, I don't mean no. It will reverse.
Completely.
It will reverse completely, or it will stop. I don't know, reverse it, but it will bring it to an end. It will cut off the process. Okay, that's a very important point. It's mitzames. That is what Rabbi Yossi said.
Vinegar does.
If you have an object, get it very clear. You have an object. You have flour and water, and it's on the way. You don't need to do anything more. It's going to happen. And now you dip it into vinegar. Guess what? The vinegar is going to bring it to an end. It's not going to conclude. Never. That is what Rabbi Yossi says. Shmuel says, we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. We disagree. In other words, we paskin that vinegar, now here's the problem. This is the problem. We don't know exactly what it means. Let me give you both options. Let me tell you the one outside. When a Shmuel says we don't paskin, what does that mean? Does that mean, okay, it doesn't stop it, but it doesn't accelerate it? Let me give you an afkamina. Let's say you take flour.
What kind of vinegar is it talking about? Wine vinegar? Or it could be talking about vinegar?
Pashtus is wine vinegar. Let's assume it's wine vinegar. When the Gemara talks about vinegar, most times the Gemara says vinegar, it's wine vinegar. Rubidub in the Gemara, it's wine vinegar. So let's assume it's wine vinegar.
Is vinegar from grain, the fire?
Right.
In the
it's chomet itself. That's what it is. But it's not necessarily the zeya. It could be that it's called zeya. It's not called chomet. It's zeya. It's sweat. Let's assume now that it's wine vinegar. So here is the dilemma of the Gemara. If you have vinegar, and you take flour, okay, flour, and you put flour into vinegar, will the flour become chametz? So, again, what did Shmuel say? What? No, no, just let's assume now that this time the holds, making a bigger sum. Yeah, let's assume, well, you have water. Let's assume now, for the sake of simplicity, that there's no water. And when Neperos can make something into real chametz. Fruit juices. So vinegar is no less than a fruit juice. It's like wine. It's a fruit juice. And let's assume now that a fruit juice does have the power to make something into chametz. But so along comes Shmuel. Shmuel says the halacha does not follow Rabbi Yossi, which means there's nothing special about vinegar. Vinegar, it does not have the power to stop the fermentation process. So what is vinegar then? It's nothing. Vinegar is basically the same exact thing as apple juice. And if apple juice can make flour into chametz, so can vinegar. Vinegar can make something into chametz. So now the Gemara wants to say, so let's look at our charoses. Let's look at our charoses now. We have a charoses. Charoses has what in it? What's the main ingredient of charoses? Vinegar. And vinegar, Shmuel said we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. Which means, what is vinegar? Vinegar is no different than wine. It's no different than apple juice. And this Tana follows the opinion that apple juice can make flour into chametz gomor. If I now take flour and I put flour into charoses, what's going to happen to that flour? It's going to turn to chametz. Mamish. So, but if I take flour and I put flour into mustard, it's mustard not. So it's mistaver that when Shmuel, that Rav Kahana was the one that said that when Rabbanan paskin that it's mutter, they only meant to say it's mutter. What's mutter? What's mutter is chardul is mutter. But vinegar, charoses says, is also. Why is that? Why is Rav Kahana mistaver that there's a difference between vinegar and chardul? Because Shmuel said we don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi. The only reason why it would make sense to say that the Rabban hold both on mutter, it's mutter to put flour in chard, and it's mutter to put flour into chareses, is if you hold like Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi says that vinegar has the koyach to stop the fermentation process. But if you don't paskin like Rabbi Yossi, so what is vinegar? Vinegar is nothing, it's apple juice, and apple juice can make chametz. So Melo, we now understand that when Rabban said it's mutter, what's mutter? Chardul is mutter, but not vinegar. Right, that's what makes sense. So that's Amar Rav Ashi comes to Rav Kahana Mustaver. The Midrash Shmuel and Alach Rabbi Yossi my lav simusud loy tzomis. Vinegar does not stop. Simusud means to shrink. does not have the power to shrink the chametz process, which basically means to stop it. But in that once it doesn't stop it, ha-chamuei mechama. When we had this yesterday, chamuei is the word, chamuei means chametz. Kol chamia, kol chamira v'chamia. Right, kol chamira v'chamia. It's a word which means chametz. Once it's not going to stop it, it's going to cause it to become chametz. The Gemara says lo. Now here's a beautiful lamus. Okay, this is a very, very geshmak answer. The Gemara says it's not the pshat. Loi. Dilma loi mitzamis tzamis, but v'loi chamui mechama. When Shmuel told us the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, he just meant to say that vinegar does not cause it to shrink. It does not reverse something that is in the process of becoming chametz. But if you take something that's not chametz, like regular flour, kosher lepesach, mahadrin flour, and you mix it with vinegar, it's not going to cause it to become chametz. Memela, what's our case here? You have regular flour, it's kosher lepesach, it's not chametz, and you want to add into the charoses. So now it's a question of it for the very first time becoming chametz, that it's not going to do. That would be mutter. And so all we're saying is that when Shmuel said, we don't pass in like Rabbi Yossi, all he meant to say was, if you have an object, if you have a food that is in the process of becoming chametz, I have flour and water, and it's now 16 minutes. In 2 minutes, it's over.
Right.
So what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Solution. I got a pot here of vinegar. I'll take this thing that's 16 minutes into the process, and I'll soak it now. I'll immerse it in the vinegar. So what did Rabbi Yossi say? It works.
Right.
Putting in the vinegar is going to save you. It's going to stop it. Along comes Shmuel. We don't paskin like that. You'll take this thing which is already 16 minutes in the process, and you're going to try to stop it in the vinegar. The vinegar is not going to stop it. It's not going to help. But Shmuel agrees that if I have a pot of vinegar, and I have flour that's kosher lepesach, and I take the flour that's not in the process of becoming chametz, it's kosher lepesach, and I take it for the very first time, and I pour it into the vinegar, nothing's going to happen.
Right.
It's not going to become chametz.
Right.
So now, because why? Because vinegar is not like apple juice.
Right.
If I take flour and I pour it into apple juice, it will become chametz according to this time. We don't necessarily pass it like that. But he holds it will become chametz. But if I will take that same flour and pour it into vinegar, it will not become chametz. Because even though vinegar does not have the koyach to stop an object that's in the process of becoming chametz, vinegar at least has the koyach that it won't cause something to become chametz for the very first time. Now if that is true, then just like you are allowed to add flour into chardel, you're allowed to add flour into vinegar. So then when the rabbanon say it's mutter for chardel and it's mutter for vinegar. So Mimele, the Gemara over here says, you have no right. Don't go tell me, Mistavra, Kraf Kahana, that were Mechalek between Chardel and vinegar. No such a God. Why do you want to go say that? Because Shmuel said we don't pass him like Rabbi Yossi. You made this major assumption. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yossi. It means not only does it not stop the chametz process, it's like apple juice. It can mix something chametz. No, that's not what Shmuel meant. All Shmuel meant was that it's not going to stop the chametz process. But it's not going to stop the chametz process. But it will. But still, it's powerful stuff, vinegar. It's not going to allow something to come to chametz for the first time. Lo dilma lo mitzamis summits. But if lo yichamu yimechama, it's not going to make chametz. Melo when the rabbanan say it's mutter both by chayla and by vinegar. Okay, that concludes the sugya. The sugya is complete. Next sugya. We learn Emavashim. You're not going to cook Karim Pesach in water. right? That's and a person is kapesach had nine water. Could the water the lois say? Tanaban b'mayim. Don't take your carbon pesach. Big animal, have a massive pot. So it's got to be a big pot. You have a whole animal. You know, a sheep is not a small animal. It's a nice sized animal. You need a very big, massive pot, barrel to heat up, to cook up a whole pesach. So Tarabon, the Mayim, in the other Mayim, Shamash, come in, how they're going to go fill up apple juice. You can actually have a whole big vat, these commercial vats, apple juice, and they do it, you know, they pasteurize.
It's not
my Paris apple juice? Why not?
Because what do they call my Paris and Shulkan
Aruch? Yeah.
Take
Paris
and you put them up in water, and then you pour off the water. That's called
Maypayrus. Not the liquid itself, no. But that's not what it means in the Gemara, because that's water. That's water. That's mamish water. We're dealing here with
chametz.
But in the context of chametz, I think Maypayrus means fruit juices. Fruit juices. It means grape juice. It means oil. But let's assume for the moment that it means that. How do you know other mashkin that if you cook it, if you cook your Karban Pesach in other liquids that you chayev for the loisa say of bishul? So we have now two different, this important yisoid today's daf, two different reasons why Neperus is awesome. The Gemara is Samat, I'll tell you, Kal V'chomer. So the first reason why other liquids are also is a Kal V'chomer. What's Kal V'chomer? Umamayim Shein Mafigin Tama. Asurin, water is harmless. If you cook meat in water, you do not dull the taste, the original taste of the meat. The meat is, the original flavor of meat has not been dull. The Gemara says that is a mitzias. So shor mashkin shemafigin tam, like what's the whole time? Whole time is that the tam pesach shomein in your mouth. You should taste the pesach. So kol shekin, if you cook your pesach in fruit juices or any other liquid, no longer does it dulls the taste. It's not the same because you have another flavor that's being added to the meat. So it's not the pure meat taste. It's a flavor in the meat. So certainly it's going to be forbidden to be even the loisa say with the loisa say of bishul lekol shchein. That's time number one. Rebbe Oimer b'mayim. I have another reason. Much more simplistic. Don't tell me any kal v'chomer. It's much more simplistic reason why you may not cook in other liquids. B'mayim eli mayim eli mayim. Shemashkim minatam olemar uvoshel mevushel. The Torah wrote the prohibition, a double expression, vashel mivushol, two words. Mikomokon, any other liquid. My benayu, what is an afkmin? If you learn from a kal v'chomer, you learn from the double expression. Igbenayu tzlikedar, pot roast. If you learn because of the gzeres hakosov, boshel mevushol, it's aser, because it's cooking in its own juices. If you learn because of the kal v'chomer, it's mutter, because when it cooks in its own juices, it's not mefig, it's tam. The its own juices is its own tam. The kal v'chomer was based shkolshken, shemashken, where it's mefig, the tam has been diluted. It's not being diluted, it's the same tam. So if a patros would be mutter, right? V'rabbono, now the words of kasha, wait a minute, according to Rabbanon, we've used the word boshel mevushol for a drasha to be marbe shemashkin, but don't we need those words for a different drasha? V'rabbono, hi, boshel mevushol, ma'ayom, that was the other way around, so one more time. But hi, V'rabbono, then make a kal v'chomer, so what then do they do with the words of boshel mevushol, it's available? Why did the Torah repeat itself? V'rabbono, hi, boshel mevushol, my overlay, the more answer, v'boilei, look at the tanya. Boshloi, here's the sugya. What happens if you cook meat, b'sholei yakach, and then you roast it? Or you roast it first, yakach b'sholei chayif. So here the chiddush is, you chayif, that even if you cook it before roasting, or cook it after roasting, and then you eat it, you even the loisa say for eating cooked Pesach. And the more explains, b'sholei ma, b'sholei, if you're going to cook it first, yakach, so if you're going to cook it first, and then you roast it, chayif to b'sholei, because you did it first. If that's what you did first, that's what counts. But elot saloi v'yakach b'shabbat, if you go and you roast it first, then you go cook it, ma'achat salah hatzli eshu. But once you roast it, it's a done deal. Right? Like, yava kalal, ein bishul achar bishul, for hilchah Shabbos. So you have the same principle, ein bishul achar tzli. Once a chemical change has come about through roasting, it's roasted. Now when you try to cook it, that's not called a halachic cooking. So why in the world would a person be chayy for cooking after it's already been roasted? What's going on here? So here you have two answers. Amar Rav Kahana. Answer number one is, hi, Marmoni, who's the author? The author of this prize is Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya. Rabbi Yossi holds Misvara, a Svara, not a Pasek, Misvara, even when it comes to laws of Shabbos. Yesh Bishul Achartzli. He holds that across the board. Mimela, here as well. When the Torah said, don't take your Karban Pesach and don't need to cook, if you cook it after the roasted, you're violating the halacha of Bishul. The Tanya, Yoit said, here is matzah. You have in front of you now, matzah has to be baked. Right? It has to be baked. That's what matzah is lechem. Lechem oini. The essence of lechem is baked. You put it in an oven. What happens if you take your matzah and you bake it and then you cook it and then you eat it? Are you yoitza the mitzvah? Are you yoitza the mitzvah v'chilas matzah? So that depends. If you hold that yesh bishul achar afia, then no, you're not yoitza, because no longer is it called baked; it's called cooked. But if you hold the yoitza, because the ikar is the first thing that you do, whatever you do later on cannot undo its. You only got one chance to make the first impression. Right, that famous expression, the phrase. Same thing when it comes to your flour. The first impression, that's it. Whatever you do first, that's it. So you go and you bake it, and now you want to cook it. The cooking is garnish, it's nothing. But that's not so posh, and everyone agrees to that. There is a Tana that Taka says that if you cook it, after you bake it, lo yotze. You know why? Because yeish bishon achar afia. So the Gemara extrapolates. The same way there's bishul achar afia, there's bishul achar tzli. The same yisoid. The meila, one would be chayv aloisa sefer bishul. The tanya, yoitz a bit of kick, is a wafer. A wafer means a piece of bread, hashoru, that's soaked in water. That's not what we're up to. You stop, you soak it. It's soft. Yoitz a. Uvimavushol. Incredible chiddush. That's what it says. Shaloi Nimuach, who says this? Divrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, if you go and you have a matzah, you bake it, and then you cook it. Yotza! You know why? You only have one chance to make the first impression. The first impression was baking. It doesn't make one bit of a difference what you do later on, as long as it's called stiff. As long as it's mamosh, it's called lechem, it's called baked. It's not called cooked. However, here's the part that we need to have Gemara. Rabbi Yoisi Oimer, I disagree. Yoitzim b'roch kashor. If you soak it, okay, soaking is soaking. That's not a fire. Avoloi b'mavushol. If I take a baked piece of bread and I cook it, I soak it in one hot boiling water, I'm not yoitzim. You know why? Because yesh bishul achar ofoi. Mimele, it's not called a matzah. It's not called lechem. It's called mevushal. The zel bezach. If I'm going to cook my pesach after I roast it, it's called bishul. I'm chayef the lois haseh vushal mevushal. You're not allowed to eat. Next. So that's answer. Now this has not helped us in our Gemara, because our Gemara, what was the objective? Our objective was, what do the Rabbanan do with the pasuk of Vashal Mavushal? That was our objective. Oh, here comes the Gemara. Ula Omar, afilu tenet abneir, shayni chachod yamakura uvashal mavushal mikol makom. Even Rabbi Meir will agree that when it comes to Karban Pesach, if I cook it after I roast it, I'm chayiv malkos for voshel mevoshel, even though when it comes to matzah, ein bishul achar afia, because by Pesach it's a gezeres hakosef. What's the gezeres hakosef? Voshel mevoshel, the double lashon. So here is what the Gemara finally reached its objective of why we have a voshel mevoshel. It's teaching us that Pesach is different. Tana b'adon yachol tzloi. Okay, now go to nusugya. Okay, nusugya. Tana b'adon yachol tzloi kol tzorcha yichai. Now, what is tzloi? Tzloi means, basically, tzlo means to roast it, but called tzorcha means you burnt it. You overdid it.
Well done.
More than well done. Well done is still called roasted. Burnt. Brisk matzah. I've never heard that before. It's a good line. Good line. Brisk matzah. No.
You have some brisk matzah?
It burned him like charcoal?
It's very, very dark. Very.
Really? Okay. So let's say you have the Karm Pesach. Karm Pesach is what's called cold tzarki. You overdid it. Ayyotze. Because this is in contrast. Why is the Gemara doing this? Because we're trying to contrast no. What's no? No is partial. Partial here, it's too cooked. Tartar about yachol tzarki tzarki yechayah. I think if you go and you roast it too much, yechayah for what? What yechayah for? Yechayah for key. Now, here we now. This really gets us into the next omer, the next sugya. The next sugya is. There's a lav shebechlolas. What does that mean? The Torah says, don't eat your Pesach boshel mevushel. Don't eat it naw. But ki im tzliyesh. Anything that's not tzliyesh, you get malchus. What does it mean, not tzliyesh? I'll give you two examples. Raw. I have a Karm Pesach, you salt it, the dam comes out, I'll leave my Pesach raw, I like to eat raw meat. Do you get malchus? Now certainly you're not getting any credit for the Karm Pesach, because kiyum sliyesh. But do you get malchus? So this is machlekes in the Gemara, because the Torah does not explicitly say don't eat the Karm Pesach raw. But the Torah does say eat it only kiyum sliyesh. So when you don't eat it tzliyesh, you're violating the rule of kiyum tzliyesh. Al tochlu kiyum tzliyesh. Don't eat unless it's roasted. But it's not specific. It's general. So this Tana is of the opinion, do get malchus for lav, shabichos for general loisase. What's another example of kiyum tzliyesh? Burnt. Burnt. So he had to marsh out. Talk about yachal yachal din sokol tzoch yechaytam olam ki al tochlu menu no. Don't eat it, no. Uvoshel mevushel b'mayim, don't need cooked. No, so what makes Josh? No, uvoshel mevushel b'mayim. V'loi shetzloi kol tzorcha. So the Gemara said, no, so you're not chayav. The Gemara said, that's not a violation, so you don't get malchus. The Taka does not hold of lav shebecholos. You're not chayav. You're not chayav. Only not, this is not in that category. Hechidamik, what's the example of eating it kol tzorcha? What does it mean kol tzorcha? Amar avashi, d'shavi charucha, charcoal. Burnt. Shorcha means it's burnt. It's mamish burnt, stark. That's called kol tzorcho. You don't get malchus because dafka, no, and voshel mevushel. That's when you get malchus lafuke kol tzorcho. Right, same with Gemara. Turn the bottom. Yochel achol tzais chai, raw. Yechayiv, tamulam, no. Al tochum menu, no, uvoshel mevushel. No, voshel mevushel, amarti lecha, v'chai, v'lo yechai. Yochel yehi mutter, I think it's mutter. Once already it's not a violation, so it should be a problem. No. Tamulam, akim sliyesh. Hechidam, fine. That concludes the Gemara. Fine, so we're finished. New Gemara. Hechidam, no. What is the taich of the word no? What does it mean, no? Does not mean. I'm a Rav. I'm a Parsoi. Avarnim. Avarnim means partially roasted. Okay, the Persians were familiar with this type of dish, partially roasted. We said before, you roast it just but less than it needs. Okay, rare. I don't know, rare is sort of part of cooking, rare, but it's partially roasted. I'm a Rav Chista, new halach. Okay, new sugya. That's it was a Persian word which the Gemara knew to mean. It means partial.
Abarn, not no.
No, we wonder what is no. What is no? So this word no, it's not clear. Abarnim is a word that was well known in time of the Gemara. It was a Persian word.
And they referred to it as no.
Right, and they referred to it as partially roasted. And that's what no means. Right. Amen. Av Chista ham vashel nusugim vashel chametzariyu b'chay chayim. Vashel chametzariyu b'shabbes tenser potter. If a person takes meat on Shabbos or any item and goes out to Chametzeria, you know where they are? You know where Chametzeria is in Eretz Yisrael?
Sure.
They go in there and the hot boiling water and you go and you...
Boiling? How hot? It's not 212.
It seems that it's very hot. The Gemara seems that it's so hot.
It's 185.
You can get burnt. Let's assume that you find the Chametzeria, your mamash can get burnt. However, the heat is not because of fire. It's because of something underground which is not in halacha called fire. So when it comes to Shabbos, the chiv of getting of kares for chil Shabbos, chiv skila for Shabbos, is only when you cook something over a told of ish. If you have something that's burning hot, chana, the sun, you cook an egg in the sun, you potter, because the sun is not a told of ish. Okay, we may call the sun fire, but in halacha, it's not what we call fire in this world. Yes. So that's our Amar of Chistam. Even though it doesn't matter.
Anything that makes the food.
No, that's not called, no, you know, you pot. It's not, it's also in the Rabbanon, but it's you pot in the Raisa. Amar Vashel B'chamei Tveria B'Shabbos Potter. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi says you potter. Why you potter? No Rashi. Okay, well, later on you potter. It's not, but Pesach. Here's the big dilemma. What about a Karim Pesach? You cook it. But you cook it in Chametzeria. Are you Chayiv Malkois for Vashom of Vushal Bamayim? Do we compare are the standards of Bishal for Chayiv Malkois of Pesach the same standards as Shabbos? The Pesach, Shabbishal of Chametzeria, Chayiv. You are Chayiv. So the most obvious kasha, Maishna b'Shabbos d'loy d'toldos eish be'inan. It must be a told of fire. And v'leka, we don't have that. Maishna v'leka. So Pesach na'ami lav toldos eishu. Amar Rava. So Rava says in Echnami, my chayv diktani d'ko'avar mishum tzli eish. Ye'oiver. So this tana, it disagrees with the previous gemara we had said before. Ye'oiver on the loisasev ki. In tzliyesh. That's how we start. I told you before, if you eat it raw or you eat it burnt. So the previous Gemara said you potter. Why you potter? But there's a general loisah say of al toichlu, do not eat, but ki im tzliyesh. If it's burnt, it's not tzliyesh. If it's raw, it's not tzliyesh. The answer is that kind of health, it's too general. In order to be chayav malchus, it has to be similar to the prototype. What's the prototype? Muzzling. Do not muzzle an axe when it plows, when it threshes, and then comes the hayak in binakois harasha. It's juxtaposed to the parasha of Malchus. So from there we learn that in order to get Malchus, you must be a very, very specific prohibition. If the only prohibition is only through a general alosa say, that's not sufficient to get Malchus. And that's a disagreement. Everyone agrees to that concept. The previous Tana agreed to that concept. And that's why I said if it's raw or it's burnt, you potter. Why you potter? But it says ki in tzliyesh. It has to be roasted. This is not called roasted. The answer is no. That's general loisase. You don't get malchus for general loisases. This Tana disagrees. This Tana holds you do get malchus for general loisases. So the bottom line is, if you are eating a piece of Karban Pesach that was cooked, it's not called halachically cooked, because cooking is only when it's done in water, by a told of ish, like Shabbos. That is the definition of cooking. And this does not fit. But you're still going to get malchus because of the lav shebechlolois of ki in tzliyesh. Point. Rav Chia b'rei Rav Nosson Masni lo halacha b'Rav Chista b'Haidi. He said it beferish. He says mamish the halacha. You don't have to come on to any lomis. It says the halacha is written in the words. Amar Rav Chista hamavash v'chametzeri b'Shabbos potter. It's not called bishul. U'pesach shebishul b'chametzeri chayiv. Why? Shav mishum tzliyesh. Because of kiyum tzliyesh. Right. Amar Rava acholu. Now here we go. Now we discuss the sugya lav shebichos in much more detail. It's a very beautiful sugya. I first need to know. Now let's read that. Let's remember what it says. The Torah says two very specific things: gnaw, partially roasted, and cooked. If you eat it gnaw or mavushal, then there's going to be a chiyav malchus. So if you eat it gnaw, loike, amrav acholoi gnaw, loike shtayim. Wow, why do you get two? What did you do wrong? You know why you get the two malchus? You get one set of malchus feeding it nor, and you get another set of malchus for the loisa say ki in sliesh.
Does it mean he only gets two lashes?
Two sets, yeah.
Two sets.
Two sets of lashes. Two sets. You get 78.
Yeah, yeah.
39 times two.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a shtayim, mevushel. Let's say you eat it cooked. What do you get for like a shtayim for cooking, and it's not roasted? Kiyim sliyesh too. Let's say you partially roast it, and then you cook it. So you've done both. You violated both. No mevushel like a shalosh. You get a loisa say for no, and for mevushel and for the blav shem cholos kiyim sliyesh three. Abaye Omar. Now here comes this thing. Abaye says no such thing. Ain't like an alav shabachlolos. Abaye says you never get malchus for lav shabachlolos, for the general loisus. Therefore, if he didn't know, how many do you get? One. Mavushal, how many do you get? One. No mavushal, how many do you get? You get two. But you're never going to get a loisus, say, for kiyim sliyesh. Some say, now what does it mean exactly? You don't get lav shem cholos. Now here the Gemara goes a step deeper in defining for us the exact lumness of lav shem cholos. Some say, some explain, you don't get two if you eat it no, or let's say just no, you only get one. Once you're getting malchus for no, okay, here's the lumness. What is the lav shem cholos? If you're already getting malchus for a specific loisaseh, then you're not going to get another malchus for the general, because the general is included in the specific. So if I'm already getting malchus for dinor, I'm not going to get another malchus. Oh, it should have been a kiyim sliyesh. But niya, but chod niya laki, you're going to get at least one. Ikud yami, some say, okay, iktar to do loilaki. But chodem yilaki. But no, what does it mean chodem yilaki? What does that mean? Now, this Rashi here comes to the rest to explain what this means. Let's say you eat it. Look at Rashi. Chametzeria. Okay, here's the lumness. There's a lot. This is mamash. A lot of Rosh Hashiva Shiva on this sugya. Let's say you have your Karm Pesach and you cook it in chametzeria. So, are you going to get malchus for no? No. Are you going to get malchus for bushel mavushel? No. Because it's not cool, that's not called cooked. Cooking something chametzeria is not called bishul. So since we can't get you now for no, and we can't get you from a bushel, now we're going to chop you for ki in tzli'esh. If you cooked it, well, if you go back to the very top of the page, the first time, no? if you cook it, you're going to get two. You can get malchus for mevushel and for kiyim tzliyesh. This time it says no. If you're already getting for cooking, you're not going to get for, you're not going to get malchus for kiyim tzliyesh. Right? Is that clear? Because I'm already getting one malchus, sure. I'm not going to get for kiyim tzliyesh. But if I'm not getting for cooking, and you're not eating it roasted, we're going to get you. Chametzeria. If I take the Karm Pesach and I cook it in chametzeria, you can't get me for no, you can't get me for mevushel. So what are you going to get me for? I'm going to get you now for the lav shem cholos. So it's a middle sheet. It's not chametzeria. Lav shem cholos is not strong enough to get it no matter what. If you're already getting malchus for something else, you're not going to get malchus for the lav shem cholos. But if you're not getting malchus for something specific, then lav shem cholos is stark enough, you should get malchus. You can get malchus for lav shem cholos. That's version number two. And now we go to the third version. And Igadam, some say, chodanami loilake. Even chametzeria, you're not going to get no, you're not going to get mevushel, you're not going to even get for lav shabichlomus. You know why? Because lav shabichlomus, you never, ever, ever get malchus, because it's not done with the lav de chasima. The lav is not specific. Kelav de chasim, like a lav muzzling. So the bottom line is, it's a beautiful sugya. Take away from the daf, there are three shitas in the sugya of lav shebichlolus. Here by Pesach we have a lav shebichlolus that says ki lo al tochlu ki in sliyesh. If it's not roasted, don't do it. Al tochlu in sliyesh. We have three different shitas. The first shita is lav shebichlolus you always get. If you're getting malchus mevushel, we'll copy you for another malchus shebichlolus. If you're getting malchus for no, we'll get you for another. If you have no and mevushel, we'll get you for a third one lav shebichlolus. The second shita is, it's in between. That if you're getting for something specific, then lav shebichlolus falls away. But if we're not getting you for something specific, then lav shebichlolus will be triggered. For example, the example is going to be chametzeria. And the third shita says, no, lav shebichlolus, you never get malchus because it's inherently too weak. There's nothing. You'll never get the lav shebichlolus because it's not done by the chasima. Now we don't have time, but the Gemara is exactly the same when it comes to the nazir. And there's a lav. Don't eat the pits. Don't eat the skins. And then it says, don't eat the product of the vine. So what happens if you eat the leaves? So the leaves is included in the lav shebichlolus. So you have the same exact triple machlokes. The same exact shibul machlokes when it comes to the nazir. If the nazir eats the seed, so if you hold, you get malchus lav shebichlolos, you get malchus for the seed, and you get malchus for product of the vine. If you hold like the middle opinion, once you're getting malchus for the seed, you're not going to get malchus for product of the vine.
Right.
And the third sheet says you'll never get malchus for the product of the vine because it's not loim yachid lilave kilav de chasima. All right, we'll stop here.